What I love in the AFC West is Oakland. And the reason why I love Oakland is because they got this kid called Joseph, who's considered a heavy hitter, and it feeds into the mystique of the silver and black. We know what Khalil Mack represents and what he brings to the table. But if you've got somebody behind him that's a hit man per se, now you're feeding into the mystique of the silver and black, which is what made them so successful in years past. And that's what I really, really like. And I love this kid, Shalik Calhoun, out of Michigan State, because, Skip, he was somebody that jumped off my screen at times, you know, when I've watched him this year as well. So I look at it from the standpoint, obviously, there's more that they could do offensively. You got Derek Carr. You got Amari Cooper. You're seeing some of the things that they're trying to do. I get all of that. But losing a Charles Woodson, getting a guy like Carl Joseph back there behind Khalil Mack and feeding into the mystique that is the Oakland Raiders. Plus, you're drafting a versatile defensive guy in Shalik Calhoun. I think you're feeding into that mystique. I think that matters, because what you want to do if you're the Oakland Raiders, you want to know that when folks come into the stadium to play you, they know you're going to put some wood on them. I think those are the kind of thing that galvanizes Raider Nation, which ultimately inspires this young crop of guys for the Raiders, because one of the reasons they wanted to be a Raider is because they feed into this kind of stuff. So the more you feed into that imagery, particularly with Jack Del Rio as your coach, I think that helps the Raiders. And I think that out of all the teams in the AFC West, I would give the edge to Oakland in terms of what transpired on draft day. Mm.